In Northwest News on KPLU, many of us feel powerless about online security when hackers can get around the defenses of giant corporations such as Target or JPMorgan Chase. It's hard to imagine how regular folks stand a chance. But a new effort by AARP, Microsoft, and state and federal officials aims to let people know what they can do. More from KPLU's Ashley Gross.
Lots of us walk around with what's essentially a mini computer in our pockets, and we're used to being connected to the internet almost constantly. But when we do that, we're at risk for getting hacked. I don't feel like I know what to do to protect myself, so I asked Andrew Beckerer for tips. He works for a computer security consulting company called NCC Group.
The number one thing I would suggest is exercising good, what we call, password hygiene.
In this regard, I have to admit, I'm not very hygienic. Password hygiene means using a different password for every account.
Now that sounds like a daunting proposition, right?
Yeah. But Beckerer says you don't have to try to free up more brain space to memorize them all.
One thing I recommend is the use of a password manager.
A password manager is software that stores all of your passwords for you. You just need to remember one password that gets you into the password manager.
I use a free one called KeePass, which is available on Windows and Mac OS X and on Android and on iPhone.
He keeps that software on a little USB thumb drive on his keychain with a backup on his home computer. Another tip from Beckerer: use a virtual private network whenever you log on to a public Wi-Fi system at, say, a coffee shop.
When you connect to the coffee shop Wi-Fi, at that point, you know, you're using this shared network and you're vulnerable to attackers. But once you start your virtual private network, it builds a tunnel through the coffee shop, over the internet, to the VPN service provider.
So that involves paying money to a virtual private network provider and downloading some software. But Beckerer says taking that extra step can be worth it. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.